Finally this week, a little show business. About our show, Day to Day, regular listeners may have noticed the absence of a voice this last couple of weeks. And I don't mean just Madeline Brand. She'll be back next week. She's been on assignment in Hawaii. But no, I don't mean Madeline. I mean a correspondent who's been with this program from the very first day, adding a unique, urbane, informed presence.
Yeah, exactly.
It's our New York-based reporter, Mike Pesca. He's been on paternity leave because he and his wife, Robin, are caring for a baby boy born this last Saturday. Like people at most offices, we all feel like aunts and uncles, but a week has gone by and baby Pesca still has no name. Okay, enough. Let's get Dad on the line.
Hello?
Mr. Deadline.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, you can write 3.5 minutes on absolutely anything in the world on very short notice. You can't come up with a name for your son?
I can. But, you know, when I am asked to write something on short notice, my wife never gets approval.
Oh. Well, give me three names you've been considering.
One is Milo.
Milo?
Yeah. The other is Leo.
Leo?
And the last one, I don't know if I want to publicly disclose it.
You know, maybe it would help if you had some other entrance in there, some other ideas and suggestions. That's what we're going to try to help you out, okay?
All right.
All right, dear listeners, there you have it. Let's help Mike out. Go to our website. It's npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. Choose Day to Day. We'll share the names with you, Mike, on Monday if you haven't managed to settle this by then.
Thanks for your help.
Day to Day's Mike Pesca, a proud new dad. Bye-bye, Mike.
Thank you. Goodbye.